time. Learning to flourish with one takes immense inner strength. It also takes support. Nicole turned to her friends, and I turned to my new husband, a wonderful man who serves as the inspiration for Caleb in this book. We share many of the same passions, but go about them in completely different ways. When we first met, my now husband was unemployed and hanging on to a dream despite nothing quite going his way. I was on the outside of a bad divorce and angry with the world, burying my hurt in heaps of hard work. And somehow we found each other, the workaholic entrepreneur and the laid-back dreamer, and we made each other more. We made a beautiful little girl who is now 7 and exists solely because of our love. Nicole's story is my story, but it may also be yours. Sometimes spinning our wheels faster and faster only causes us to sink deeper into the mud. Sometimes we need a gentler, more loving approach to escaping the lives we've worked so hard to construct for ourselves. Sometimes that comes in the form of romance. Other times it will find you in the form of friendship. Whatever the case, you have to be open, accept the help, and even more than that, accept that you are worth helping. Accepting a difficult diagnosis doesn't mean accepting that you are less than, just that you need to find a new way forward. Leave the muddy car behind and walk, bike, fly. Understanding our faults and finding the good in them is the first step to a richer, more fulfilling life. It's the first step to deepening the relationships we have and finding new ones to fill the cracks in our poor, broken hearts. It's loving yourself, living your best life, knowing that it's going to be okay even if you haven't quite figured out how yet. The future is coming. And if we take it one day at a time, one step at a time, we'll get where we're going and enjoy the journey along the way. I hope you'll enjoy Nicole's story, and I hope you know that your story is worth telling, worth living, too. Even if it feels like no one else understands, this author does, and you are worth whatever happens next. Whatever it is, make that something wonderful, because you're absolutely worth it. Chapter 1. Nicole Peterson never went anywhere without her notebook. She used it to keep her schedule, draft lists, and jot down reminders for later. Everyone teased her about her reliance on pen and paper when the whole world had gone digital now. But the heft of the notebook and the smell of the ink from her favorite ballpoint pen gave her comfort, security, in a way that a mishmash of apps never could. She knew this because she'd tried more than once. She'd even switched over to the more modern method for a few years after college. But then her father had gotten sick. For almost an entire year, she'd escorted him to doctor's appointments, stayed at his side for hospital stays, and turned to her notebook for direction. People always like to say that once something made its way onto the internet, it would stay there forever. Perhaps that's why she'd superstitiously refused to keep the important details of his health on a device that was always connected to the web. Once her mind was made up, the notebook made its grand return and became more important than ever before. Crazily enough, Nicole's plan somehow worked. Her father's prostate cancer went into remission, and they both got on with their lives as if those horrible months of wondering, waiting, praying had been nothing more than a tiny blip on the radar. Well, at least her father got on with his life. He found a new joy in all the little motions of day-to-day living that he'd once rushed through without taking the time to fully appreciate. Cooking, exercise, work, even just driving around the neighborhood. She loved how happy he was now that he'd grabbed on to his second chance.